The Tale of Two Widows, the Gospel and the First Reading, remind us of the plight of the poor, and the chosen character, in both cases, is a widow. In ancient times, devoid of social benefits such as the pension or superannuation, a widow was a most vulnerable person. If she was poor, her suffering could even be tragic. Having nobody to assist her or provide for her needs or defend her rights, she was often the prey of predators or just left to rot in her misery and destitution. God's mercy seeks out such souls. He comes to their aid and provides for their needs. Note how the poor widow in Elijah's day, when there was a famine, was provided for by God. Yet, she firstly had to trust in God and his ways. It is often the poor who, after being tested, become very generous. Having little, they are not attached to what they have, and thus are ready and willing to give unto others. Sadly, it is often the rich and wealthy who have much that give little. Thus the words of Jesus, "This poor widow has put more in than all who have contributed to the treasury, for they have all put in money they had over. But she, from the little she had, has put in everything she possessed, all she had to live on." Yes, the Lord knows and the Lord sees all things. He will reward us for our generosity in the next life. It matters little what notoriety we receive here for being generous. Such rewards wither in time, but God's reward will endure unto everlasting life. Hence the saying of the Beatitudes, the first Beatitude, "Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of God." We would also make a mistake to think that we're called here to give and be generous alone. I think behind the picture, it's not so much the gift, but the motive of the giver. It's the disposition of the one giving that matters more than that which is given. So where are our hearts in the giving unto others? And we're not here talking merely about the giving of things, but the giving of our time, the giving of our emotions, the giving of our company to those who are in need. Remember, the neighbour is the person in need, and that person may be sitting across from you at the kitchen table. What can we do for those in need? This weekend, being Armistice Day, the 11th of the 11th, that concluded the First World War, the Great War, great in the sense that humanity could not have imagined another war like it. And of course, the papers and television has been filled with the heroism of great soldiers, great in the sense that they had tremendous courage. They conquered their fears. They gave and kept on giving. We think here in Aubrey about Lieutenant Barella, who won the Victorian Cross for his heroism in that great war. But we also think about today being the Feast of St. Martin. It's not a coincidence, but a God incidence that today, the 11th of the 11th, is the feast day of a soldier who became a bishop. and gave us the notion of chaplaincy, which is very much a part of the forces and the service of military men and women throughout the world. As the story goes, in the 4th century, Martin, who came from Hungary, was in the imperial army, the army of the emperor, supposedly Constantine. And being an officer, he had a large cloak which he'd wear over his shoulders, especially as evening drew near, which could double up as a type of blanket or swag to keep him warm on those chilly evenings. And walking back into the city, at the gates, there was a beggar who wasn't begging for food, but rather clothing. He was shivering in the cold. And being moved with pity, Martin looked at his cloak and said, "Ah, well," drew out his sword and halved the cloak, which would have made what he was wearing look rather odd, but that didn't matter. The poor man, well, was clothed and would be warm that evening. In his sleep, Martin was given a vision, a dream of the poor beggar who appeared to him as Christ. He said, "Martin, I've noted your kindness and generosity. It was to me that you gave." That would begin his conversion, led to his baptism, and then he left the army and became a monk, priest, and eventually the Bishop of Tours. Martin was renowned for his goodness and kindness unto others throughout his whole life. And the word chaplaincy comes from that moment when he gave to the poor beggar, because the word for the cloak over his shoulders was called a cappello, which he severed in two. And of course, cappello is Italian for chaplain. So by that gesture of giving half of his cloak, we have the word chaplaincy and chapels, which are now synonymous with providing for the needs, not so much physical but spiritual needs, of those who are spiritually hungry. So we ask St. Martin to be with all those in the armed forces and to encourage them to be giving of themselves unto others. And we give also by our prayers and supplications for all of those who died, men and women in the past, who are in need of our prayers in this month of purgatory. As we have loved them in life, we don't forget them in death. This is all part of the big picture, the principle of life, that it is in giving that we receive. And this giving is a real giving up of the self. You must throw it away blindly, so to speak. Christ will indeed give you your real self, but you mustn't go to him for the sake of that. As long as your own personality is what you are bothering about, you're not going to him at all. The very first step is to try to forget about yourself altogether. The real new self will not come as long as you are looking for it. It will come when you are looking at him, for him. That's not strange, for this principle holds. You know, for most or everybody, we must give rather than we get. Even in social life, you will never make a good impression on other people until you stop thinking about what sort of impression you are making. Or in writing or art, no man who bothers about originality will ever be original. Whereas if you simply try to tell the truth, you will, 9 times out of 10, become original without ever having noticed it. Yes, this principle runs throughout all life from top to bottom. Give up yourself and you will find your real self. Lose your life and you will save it, as did the widows.